The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How did your one-night stand go wrong before you even got to the sex part? And then before you tell us, we get to try to guess if you still finished things off.
Sealed the deal.
Sealed the deal. 1-800-947-3979. You can call or text idiots@freebeerandoutwigs.com. The worst one-night stand. Matched with a guy on a dating app, coordinated a time for him to come over, was all set. He showed up 45 minutes later than he said he would. Staggering, eyes barely open, slurring words, and sweating. A lot. I still tried to get things going. Did we seal the deal?
Yeah.
Everybody a yes?
Yes.
I'll say no just to be different.
I tried. Still tried to get everything's going, but not surprising, he couldn't get it up. And then he said, I took some several drugs. That's the quote.
I took some several drugs.
I walked over. I managed to help dress him and shove him out the door to walk back to whatever dealer he found. Never saw him again.
Oh.
A genuinely awful experience.
I thought for sure that this was going to be a romantic ending to the story.
They've been married for 15 years.
Right. There's a lot of those. About people that were in it for a while or had the one night stand and then it went back and got wrong. Let's see. Wasn't necessarily a one night stand, but my first date with my wife, things started getting hot and heavy. She started taking my pants off and I ripped the loudest, most heinous fart imaginable. Did we still do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Is that it's his wife now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was meant to be from the first fart.
Yeah. Okay. This is a good one. I was at Hop Cat, which is a bar restaurant, with a Tinder date. She was kind of boring, but pretty hot.
Okay.
So I got up to the bathroom and I texted my good friend and I said, man, she is so smoking hot. He said, pics her. It didn't happen. When she came back, I tried to fake texting to sneak a pic. But the flash was on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That happened to me before.
I've done that. I've had the flash on.
It was incredibly awkward but funny. I was honest about what happened. Do you think I clapped those cheeks or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have not answered yet. I say yes, because if it was funny and you were honest and that person was already interested in that, then yes.
Yeah. I bet she appreciated the honesty.
I'm going to say yes.
There was a guy who used to come to our tanning salon all the time, and this was when Atlanta started becoming really big for filming. And I kept telling people, I'm like, this guy's got to be famous. He's so beautiful. And him and his, I think, husband or partner, whatever, would come in. And somebody was like, I'm pretty sure I've seen him in a magazine. Take a picture next time. Take a picture next time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had an old school cell phone, like old, where you had to like flip it open so you could take a crappy, blurry picture. Mm-hmm. And it would still make the photo sound. And I didn't have my volume turned down. And I was like, hey, it's so good to see you. And I was holding my phone, pretending like I was texting, and the shutter sound went off. And I was like, oh, my God, dude, I'm so sorry. Are you famous? I was trying to take a picture. I was going to send it to my friends. Are you famous? And he was some, like, super famous interior designer.
Really?
That was working with, like, Queer Eye or something. I was okay.
That's funny.
That's how I know you.
Yeah, I did something similar. Oops. It was when we were flying for the radio show, and there was somebody that, God, it might have been when we were on the same plane with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we tried to talk to him in the,
waiting area.
Yeah, in the waiting area before we got on the plane. And then as we were walking on the plane, I was like, oh, I'm going to sneak a picture of him. It was the same thing. I, like, kind of walked on, and I was holding my phone, and I hit the button, and the flash goes off, and he's like, really? Really? Yeah. I'm right.
Yeah.
After he made it very clear.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
During the middle of COVID, I went on a random Tinder hookup. Two steps into the house, I realized this is a hoarder's house.
Mm.
She took me up to her bed, which was literally a mattress and a very dusty blanket. Did they have sex?
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Yeah, but then they didn't talk after that.
I kept my mask on the entire time while we boned.
Yeah, COVID, desperate times, you know?
Yeah.
We got this one on the app. I was at a buddy's house with two girls drinking and having an impromptu dish soap slip and slide party. Naturally, to subside our hunger, we all ate some Tyson boneless chicken wings.
Okay.
As the night ended, one of the girls and I were engaging in some disappearing finger games, and she quickly realized I'd forgotten to wash the buffalo sauce off my hands.
Oh, no.
Did they still seal the deal?
I don't think
so. Oh, boy, I don't know. That sounds pretty bad.
Because then he'd have buffalo penis.
He says, my charming personality was not able to seal the deal.
No, that's impossible. Not. No, once there's a burning sensation, that's really going to put a damper on things.
They make those special condoms that do that, but...
Yeah, but not buffalo
sauce.
Like, you just want a little tingle. You don't want burning.
No.
Yeah, the special condoms don't have a Scoville rating, to the best of my knowledge. Back in 2009, I met a girl in San Antonio at a bar on the Riverwalk. Everything was going well, heading into one particular direction. When I realized that for some reason I had eaten at Rainforest Cafe earlier in the night. When she asked me to go back to her hotel, I went. And then I had a stomach attack. Tried to lock myself in the bathroom outside of the elevators on her floor. I realized the lock was broken. Tried to take off a shoe and wedge it under the door, and that didn't work. And as I was blowing the toilet to smithereens, I heard the door squeak as my shoe dragged and pushed past it, exposing me sitting on the toilet to this girl standing directly outside.
I feel like she probably felt bad for you, but y'all probably didn't hook up. You're probably blowing butt mud all night.
Yeah, I agree. I think that he was probably not in a state where he could perform.
No, he was done with that. They did it.
Maitland?
I think she wanted to, but he was physically incapable of doing it.
Yeah.
Did they? Hot Wings is correct. Quote, luckily we laughed about it and then went to her room where we got things stinky in a different kind of way.
Yeah, weird. Sometimes it's not a whole night long thing. It's just, you know, just flies out of you and you move on with your day.
Okay.
In that case, the night.
Listen to this. What a tease. I don't know the answer to this one. I met a guy on a dating app, went over to his house, which I found out was his parents' house. As soon as I got through the door, he immediately asked me to get on my knees. Did I continue?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. You probably like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The way you wrote it kind of makes me believe that.
Yeah, that was discussed.
Without judgment.
I bet that was discussed in advance. Here's what's going to happen.
Okay, you have to let us know.
Although we know.
Okay. At first, I thought this was the answer to that one. And it says, answer, yes. Then he let the dog inside to clean up the mess off his hands. That's a different text. I confused the two.
Oh.
Because that would have been really gross.
Yeah.
It's probably gross anyway.
Probably. Probably.
1-800-947-3979. Let's see. This is Kevin. Hi, Kevin. How'd this go?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
So what happened?
I was 21 on a dating site. I didn't know this girl at all. She decided to drive from Stroudsburg to Carbondale to meet up with me.
Okay.
We ended up deciding to go up to an abandoned lumberyard in my town. And next thing you know, we're planning this out. Next thing you know, One cop car shows up. I'm like, what's going on? Then another one shows up.
Mm.
By the end of the night, the entire Carbondale police force was up in the torches. That was the name of the abandoned lumberyard.
Oh.
And this was a place where you would take girls to bone if the mosquitoes weren't too bad all the time?
Absolutely.
Okay, okay, did well, they have
I mean,
sex
once you find a place
at the cop filled abandoned lumberyard. It's like a Scooby Doo mystery that turned into a porno.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, did you feel like E.T. and those guys were chasing you through the woods?
No. I was like Bambi. I was like a deer in a headlights. I was like, what's going on?
I'm gonna say no sex happened.
No, that's incorrect.
It did happen.
Okay.
The joy.
Did it still happen there while the cops looked on, or did you go to a different spot?
Right. Did you go to another abandoned building trades place?
Mm-hmm.
I was at the toilet store. This text, I was in college and in bed with a girl in her dorm room, and just as I reached up to unclasp her bra, there was a knock on the door from her roommate to say that the campus police were there looking for me. My phone had been dead for a while, and because my mom hadn't heard from me for hours, she had filed a missing persons report.
Oh, my God.
But they first sent campus police looking for me at my friend's dorm, where I may have been at. Did we have sex?
Jesus, you're that much of a mama's boy that she hasn't heard from you from college for a few hours?
Right?
And she filed a missing persons report?
This is something my mom would have done. Like, I could easily put myself in this situation.
You think you'd have still had sex, Steve?
Yes.
I made him some linguine. It's gonna get cold. I gotta find my boy.
They did not have sex.
No.
Alex, do you remember the one-night stand story our old friend told us, our old news friend? You may have heard it. If you did, don't guess.
Oh, I think so, yes.
So our old friend, who was our news guy in Omaha, and he was not like this, but on the air, he was very much fairly stoic, and he had a very dry sense of humor anyway.
Yeah. He went on to work for a senator in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, he did. He's a very big deal. Very smart, wonderful man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But before we knew him, he was in college, and everybody's soft-headed when you're in college. If you're in college, you're like, hey, that's offensive. And then later in your life, you're like, no, you're right. We were all soft-headed, just varying degrees.
Forgot about this.
And so he ended up hooking up with an older woman in his dorm that he had a crush on all year. But it was not going to be a relationship. He's a true freshman. And he's laying on his back. His shirt is off. His pants are unbuttoned, according to his version of the story. And she climbed up on top of him with her shirt off, wearing only her underwear. No bra. And he looked up from his prone position on the bed and said, wow, you have nice boobies.
No. Oh, my God.
And she climbed off and left.
Spoiler alert, did Frank have sex that night? Jesus, hot wings.
Boobies.
No,
yeah, I think
she
we knew where that was going.
She left immediately.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Frank.
Wow, nice
boobies.
We're like,
did you do it on purpose? He goes, no, it just came out.
Good show code, though, from him before show code was a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That was way before.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.